Yeah, we're flying by the seat of our knickers.
We really are. The Los Angeles Italia Film Festival here. I mean, okay, here's who's going to be here. Julia, you want to read off some names?
Yeah, we've already mentioned a
yes,
few.
Sir.
And we do want to thank,
Joe
as always,
Collins.
Andrew and Patty Friedman for helping us, hooking us up with this gig.
Here at Los Angeles
and showing us how.
The Los Angeles Italian Film Fashion and Art Festival.
So it looks like we're going to have Joan Collins. Jeff Garland, Joe Mantegna, Christopher McDonald.
All right.
Rutger
any of these people
Hauer.
Ever do anything?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rutger Hauer, hello.
Huh?
Rita Moreno, Paul Haggis.
Nothing I could probably do about that.
This is nice. This is good.
This is good. This is very good. Franco Nero, who's from Die Hard 2.
Oh, Franco Nero.
Yeah.
Franco Nero, who's in the Django.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in the. He's the star. He brings around the coffin.
Uh-huh.
That's.
If you haven't...
Yeah, don't... Spoiler alert.
No,
yeah,
spoiler
alert,
but...
1960, what,
la, 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 la.
There's going to be a screening of that later, the original Django, and it's the basis for the new Tarantino movie, Django Unchained. If you haven't seen it, it's a very, very interesting Italian Western.
I don't even know... I don't even know how much alike it's going to be, because the Tarantino one's about slavery and...
Really?
Right.
There's a bunch of... I don't know.
Well, he'll give it his treatment.
Right. Quentin will steal one or two... I mean... Be inspired by one or two things in the film, and yeah.
Well, Quentin says openly, he says, "I steal from every movie ever made." That's his famous quote. I think
well,
that's great.
Yeah, but he does it in a very respectful, and he does
right. There's
going to
be quite a few
There's
people
some good
here.
People here.
Yeah, some good people.
Yeah.
I love Ann Lopez. I hope she's here.
Your girl's here.
Yeah, my girl, Ann.
Yeah.
I wonder if she knows that I still want to go out with her.
We've not seen her since the...
Are we going to jump rope here?
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to walk by Julia now. It is really weird because I'm on, like, the... Like, they wanted to put me on the red carpet, but I'm like, I got three people with me and the outlets and everything, so we have this, like, secluded Matthew Aaron show area.
Right.
And I got to tell you, this is kind of exciting. I saw Pascal.
Uh-huh.
And,
yes.
Of course, he was on the show the other day, and we got great feedback from that show. Ken Amel and Julia, people love you, too.
Oh, good.
Lee, you're out.
Really fun.
Lee, we've made an executive decision.
Okay.
No, never,
and,
never get rid of Lee.
I got an email that said, "Who's this Ken Amel guy?" And I thought it was going to be insulting. And then they go,
Ken
he only spoke when he had something funny to say.
Yeah.
And I go...
My wife claims that I didn't even have time to set up fake email accounts.
Right.
So how could this be possible?
I was wondering, is Ken sending me emails
from
hotbutterlove2001@hotmail.com?
Yeah. But I know yet.
Okay, you know that email address just a little too... It came a little bit too easily for you, honey.
Oh, wow. Official. Oh,
wow,
man.
Thank you.
Badges.
We're
now,
so
see,
official.
I'm just waiting for the day where I get to walk the red carpet instead of interview people.
I'll be the one interviewing. Red
carpet. Yeah, you'll
adjacent.
Be taking over. It'll still be the Matthew Aaron show.
We are red carpet adjacent. You're right.
Wow, this is just exciting, though. Message from Caesar. What does he want? Producer Caesar sending me messages. You know, I'm walking and talking here, people.
What does it say?
I don't know. Isn't it weird to be, like, standing and walking with the mic and stuff? Jeez.
But as far as everyone at home knows, we're on the red carpet.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, by the way, from 5:30 to, like, 5:50, we weren't on the air because we were setting up and getting things in place. Caesar wants everyone to know that was our tribute to the artist. That was, that was pretty good, Caesar. That was pretty good.
That was a good one.
Usually your material needs running through by me, but that was pretty good. It's so weird not being able to listen to the show, though, and, like, we're just, like, walking around.
This is
like I kind
of
feel like we're pretending. Is anyone
I listen later to fill in the words that I missed.
Is this even real, though? Is
are people
it possibly
listening?
Really happening? I just kind of feel like we have Fisher-Price microphones in our hands, and we're just talking into them like we're a couple kids on the playground.
Yeah, I'm curious. My friends who know my cell phone number, please text me to let me know you're listening. Seriously, because I have no idea. We could be like talking into a toilet right now.
So Julia's friends, if she has any, please text her.
Please text her, because we are using a soundboard that is made by Kenner.
It's made by Kenner.
Is Matt texting you, by the way?
Who?
Is Matt Irvine going to text you?
Oh, yeah, I hope so, because, you know, I love him so much. We're tight.
He'll probably put in, like, star, star, spank.
Hey, Julia.
I love you.
Oh, man.
They were going over the whole process of how they're going to handle getting people over to talk to us.
Yes.
And it's kind of like when opening bell, you know that sequence in the end of Trading Places when they're going through about it?
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that.
Or a cattle call.
Or a cattle call, or running of the bulls.
I feel like I'm in Temple Grandin 2.
Right. I'm a little beat because I just finished my shift as SpongeBob SquarePants on Hollywood Boulevard.
How about that guy that sleeps on Hollywood Boulevard as SpongeBob?
The guy in the SpongeBob costume, his costume is filthy.
Is it really? I haven't gotten that close.
It's covered with grime.
I'm afraid I'll get scabies or something.
Oh. It's just covered with dirt. Like SpongeBob lost his job.
Oh,
like he
man.
Fell out on hard times. Sleep in an alley.
I'm teaching Ken how to use the iPhone.
Yeah.
Ken Hommel
needs to learn
how to use the iPhone.
Ken needs to be learning every second.
Yes.
This is a teachable moment, Ken.
I almost got into his Chase account by mistake.
If he wanted a good laugh, he could have gone into it.
When Chase came up.
I'm shocked that I even have a Chase account.
They haven't kicked you out yet.
I'm shocked they haven't taken it off my own phone.
Yeah. Well, I haven't gotten any texts, so I don't think any of my friends are listening. So.
You know, I'm looking so good today, too.
You look great. That's a very snappy jacket.
Yeah,
with
the sweat.
You have, like,
you know,
the journalist jacket on.
The corduroy jacket going with the Cub shirt under. I'm looking good. Hey, how you doing? Good, thank you. Good. Good to see you. Pascal, how you doing? Good. This is exciting. The Los Angeles Italia Film Festival.
There
and
you go.
Arts and you got everything here. LosAngelesItalia.com, by the way, for the schedule and everything. I got to thank you for doing the show the other day. We got a lot of emails. People really loved you on the show. Yeah, it's like I got to get you again.
They really love you because you are super cool. And we love you.
They don't love
you
me.
To be here. You are here today, the coverage exclusive here from the Chinese theater, all the red carpet. You'll be the only one to meet everybody.
Wow.
So this is like...
I kind of look at it as scouting because in a year or two, I'm going to walk that red carpet.
No, you will be walking this year as well.
Today we're going to roll it up.
I got to do a movie or something first before I can walk it.
You make your own movie when you make this program.
You know what I need to do? I need to move to Italy where you are, and I need you to just hook me up, and I'll just do all the Italian movies. By the way, do I make a good Ryan Seacrest, or do
I make
a good
Ryan
Seacrest?
Yes, you do. You're excellent.
Seacrest.
You're an excellent Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, thank you. And you're not so bad either, Juliana.
I guess that makes me
Sharon
Osbourne.
Oh, Melissa Rivers.
Okay, Melissa
Rivers.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's mean.
Oh,
that's funny.
That's not nice.
Mean and
funny. This is wild.
Melissa's...
By the way, Pascal, Vicodomini.
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 Yeah, Vicodomini.
No, I think he corrected us like 55 times the other day.
The accent's always
You know what? He's going to
He just joined us, by the way.
He's going to put you in the new Lucio Fulci zombie movie.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. I will do just Italian film.
Yeah.
I will do only Italian film. I'll just move to Italy.
Yeah.
If they want to put me in pictures... I'll learn the language.
You'll be like in Cinema Paradiso with the next generation.
Right. You're going to be like the schlubbier version of Marcello Mastroianni.
Not Giancarlo?
Yeah, Giancarlo Giannini.
Oh.
In a sexist Lena Wertmuller movie.
Yeah. I could have done Swept Away.
You could have.
With Madonna.
You could have. I would have wanted to hold her head under the water,
did
though,
you
for like 10
Swept
minutes.
Away
I did.
With Madonna?
I
and
did.
Giancarlo's son.
Yeah, Giancarlo's
son. Lead in
he's,
it, right?
He's pretty.
Yeah.
He's pretty.
Pretty.
He's very
he
pretty.
He hasn't done anything
no.
since then, has he? Because he was
that
no,
movie was
no good.
That movie was rough.
So
it was bad.
It left a mark.
It was
did.
Bad.
I want to
paint a picture for people listening. There's the carpet, and there's a roped off section where we have a bunch of media people and all that who are going to be taking pictures and trying to get questions and all that. And then 20 yards away are us. And we've got our own little private space.
They wanted us on the red carpet, and I'm like, we got too much stuff, we got too many people, and we got to plug stuff in.
Audio's going to be terrible.
Audio would be awful, because
everyone would
be
really
taking pictures.
Like worse.
So they were kind enough, the Friedman's and the Los Angeles Italia Film Festival, they were kind enough to give us our own like little booth area.
Yeah.
And
little,
they're just
little...
They're going to be sending Joan Collins the wrong way.
Our little column right here. That's
like,
ours. That's got,
it's
ours.
It's our spire.
It's funny, though, because instead of going on the red carpet, they're going to be sending Joan Collins the opposite direction.
Oh, I can't wait.
Right.
And she's going to be like...
Oh, dear. Who's this?
Why am I not on the red carpet?
Who are you?
This is cement.
Prick.
Daft prick. If she calls me a daft prick, my career is good.
Yeah.
I am happy. I just may retire right there and then.
Right.
I was told...
She was ripping on somebody recently, wasn't she? Somebody.
When isn't she?
She was so good about it, too. The way she, my memory is
I wonder what
like
she thinks
sieve.
Of what's going on with Heather Locklear.
Ooh.
Because didn't Heather
start
on
Dynasty? Oh, I think it was Demi Moore.
Dynasty?
She was ripping on Demi Moore? No, I don't remember who it was.
Didn't Heather...
Oh!
Okay.
Well, something just exploded.
Yeah.
Exploded may be a bad word in the Grauman's Chinese theater.
Oh, man.
A poster unrolled, and I peed myself.
Yeah, we all did.
Appropriately,
I gotta tell you,
Matt actually peed on me.
Yeah.
That was not pleasant.
Appropriately enough for the Chinese theater, it sounded like fireworks.
Yeah, right. I was waiting for a big dragon to come down the hallway.
Right.
And, it was the opening to NYPD Blue.
Oh, here we go. We got somebody.
Okay. What a setup here. Yes, sir, Andrew.
Phenomenal.
Hi there. How are you? You are phenomenal.
Carter is a festival.
Oh, good.
And is a wonderful actress and a great philanthropist and humanitarian in Los Angeles. So I figured that...
What an entrance. I don't need to do it. Alex, you...
Makes me sound better than I actually am, actually.
Oh, does he? Now, okay. Now, tell me, what's your involvement with the festival?
They think I'm Italian. I'm not. I keep telling them I'm not.
You look Italian.
You look Italian. You look good.
Yeah. Thank you so much. But I do speak Italian. I lived in Italy for 2 years, and I just love Italy, the Italians. I love to support them. I think they're great artists. Some of my favorite films are Italian, La Scala. You know, it's...
Which film are you looking forward to seeing the most here?
I'm looking forward to seeing Dracula 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Rutger Hauer. And the I am looking forward to that, too, actually. And then Django I'm looking forward to tonight as well. But by the way, you look...
What are you wearing?
You look phenomenal. Oh, are we asking Julia wants to know?
We're going
to
ask her who we're wearing.
That is a fabulous dress.
I'm wearing... Oh,
here we go.
Friedman herself.
Patty's coming to say hello. We need to get what she's wearing.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what she's wearing.
My 18 to 24-year-old male listeners really are interested.
Well, I'm actually wearing vintage Fred Heyman.
Ooh.
Do you remember Fred Heyman?
I do.
A huge store in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
It was like this old school type of store. And the Fred Heyman store was in their family for like 50 years, or something.
Yeah.
And I bought it. This dress is 20 years old.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and the shoes are hot, too.
The shoes are great.
You got everything going on. The earrings are hot. You're just looking
great.
Phenomenal.
Oh, so classy.
Oh, that man is a Lothario. Pascal, he was
Italian,
winking at you
Italian,
the other day on the show.
Like, okay,
he
honey,
is a Lothario.
You're winking at me, you need glasses.
I want to be that man. Like, when I met him the other day and interviewed him, I'm like, I want to be Pascal.
Yeah.
You know, Pascal knows how to do it.
It's good.
He knows
all Italian men.
Right? He knows how to give the compliments.
Squeeze your butt.
Knows how to squeeze your butt.
Yeah.
He's very charming, very sweet. He doesn't squeeze my butt. He hasn't squeezed my butt. But
I was hoping that was an invite.
Man. No, sorry.
Man, you got it.
Not this Southside Chicago chick.
Hey!
We're all from Chicago.
Right here, Southside Chicago.
Woo-hoo!
See how hard you have to work.
Chi-town, yeah.
See how hard you have to work to be able to squeeze butts.
I heard that attitude
from somewhere
before. If
I get it, Amber Alert.
Southside.
You can squeeze my butt.
Okay.
Oh,
here, turn around.
That is Chicago.
Yeah.
Girls squeezing each other's butts and girls telling me not to.
Will she let me touch her boob? That's the other problem. That's the other question.
Chicago?
Wow.
Wait, you guys are both from Chicago?
I'm in college.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm from Chicago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Downers Grove is where I'm from most recently. Yes, but lived in the area my whole life.
Okay.
I lived off of Taylor Street until I was 8, then in Lincolnwood, then in Bucktown, then in Edison Park. All
yeah.
Over.
So you're Italian?
I'm Greek.
No.
He's Greek.
Yeah.
He wishes he was Italian.
Taylor Street's changed.
We were at Gennaro's every night, though, for a while.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Taylor Street is, yeah. Yeah.
We need to run in GarageBand.
We are.
Go.
I'm getting notes about the...
It is.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's take a picture, yes. I'm not grabbing your butt. And
well, you should.
Do you have any projects coming out that you want to talk about? Anything going on?
We'll see. I'm in negotiations right now for a pilot, but we'll see.
It's pilot season.
It's a fun season. I love it.
Yes. Well, you would do very well in a pilot. Now, I'm guessing Bruckheimer's like all over you. You got a Bruckheimer pilot, right?
No.
It's not.
Is it close?
It's the guys who wrote Hangover and Hangover 2.
Oh, it's a comedy. You're doing comedy.
Good for you.
I thought they were just going to have you firing a gun.
Second City, me too. Second City? Hell yeah.
Oh, we're all a bunch
of Second City people. Second City, I.O. Yeah.
If I looked as good as you, I'd be doing all right right now, I think.
You need to grow it.
Yeah, I'm going to grow it longer and get better earrings.
Get better earrings. You got it. Done.
And better shoes. Because you're looking good.
Those shoes are awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us, Alex. Thank you.
Mark Hanton is here again.
Yes. What's going on?
Mark Hanton.
Oh, Mark's here. Okay.
Oh, he's been spirited away.
So what's going on? It is. It's running GarageBand. It's running. Caesar can calm down. You can check again. Do you want to check, make sure GarageBand's going? Okay, I'll look.
I'm going to put a quarter in the slot.
Yes. All right.
He didn't want to give up that
mic.
There's
like a crank on the side. You wind that up.
Right.
We're good, Caesar.
And there's an 8-track tape that needs to be pushed in. We're all good.
Yeah. The hamsters. Right. Yeah. Close and play.
Yes. Hi, Kasha. Again, we had you on a few months ago. Kasha, pronounce your last name for me again.
Voueño.
That's exactly how you were going to pronounce it.
Is that how I pronounced it last time, or no?
I believe so.
No, I don't think so. How are you? You look gorgeous.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What are you wearing?
What I'm wearing? Missoni.
I don't know what Missoni is.
We're going to ask you.
You know what Missoni is?
Who do you think we're wearing?
Yeah, who am I wearing?
Super dry.
I'll give you a guess. It begins and ends with a T. Tarjay. That would be Tarjay.
I knew it would be French. Yeah.
So what are you here to check out? What are you here to watch? What is Kasha's film at the Los Angeles Italia Film Festival?
I don't know what is my film. I can tell you in a week from now, but I'm eager to watch them, and I will try to see as many as I can, and I can give you the answer in a few days from now.
That's acceptable. I want the answer.
Now, this year, they're going to be honoring Dario Argento, the director. Have you met Dario?
Not yet.
That's what she's here for.
All right.
Dario,
you can see the new Dracula movie, and they're going to be screening...
You would have been good in the new Dracula movie. You should tell Dario.
Yeah.
You would have been good.
Playing what?
There's always... No, what are the two hot chicks that live with Dracula? The two hot chicks, right?
Is this
aren't
company?
There hot chicks that live with Dracula? Am I seeing the wrong Dracula movies?
You mean?
By the way, once again,
yeah.
You'll look really good. Is there anything coming out for you that?
Yes, it looks like I have a movie this year in Cannes called The Paperboy, starring Nicole Kidman, Matthew McConaughey, and Zac Efron. So that's exciting news for us, and
that's quite the cast. It's quite the cast. I think you may get on a couple screens with that cast.
I think so.
Yeah.
Many of them. I can wait. And it was a beautiful cast. Was especially working with Lee Daniels. It's my favorite director, and it was pretty a big experience to work with him.
Well, that's great. We're looking forward to The Paperboy then. Thank you, Kosh, so much. Hi. Oh, my God. It's my favorite person.
Hello.
Amanda Eliash. How are you?
I'm so happy to see you.
We're here with Amanda.
Come to the Coney Dog. Just come and see you. I missed you.
You should come by. Have you been traveling?
Yes, I have. I went to London, and then I went to New York, and I went to see Seminar, the play.
Oh, how was it?
Incredible, with Alan Rickman.
I love Alan Rickman.
Yes, and then there was Venus and Fur, and that was incredible with Hugh Dancy.
Oh, wow, I love Hugh, too. There's a lot of good plays going on right now.
Yeah.
Seriously good plays.
I want you to meet Julia.
Hi.
Julia, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
And,
nice to meet
Lee.
You.
Hi.
You're all the guy.
And Ken.
We're the gang.
Megan, your necklace.
That's
fabulous.
This is the Amanda Eliash, who I interviewed with Charlie, her son, a few weeks ago, and we got a lot of feedback about it, that people really enjoyed the interview and thought you have a great personality.
Well, I love doing it, and I love the idea that you do it from the Coney Dog, which is my favorite place.
Well, now I'm doing it from a corner of a room.
You hear that, Binder? Showing you some love.
Everything I do is glamorous. What are you wearing, by the way? What do you got going on?
Okay, I've got a jacket of Alexander McQueen.
Ooh.
I've got Marc Jacobs dress. Chiffon number.
Snazzy. The shoe, the boot.
I've got my Yves Saint Laurent boots.
Oh, those are fabulous.
Which cost a fortune, but I love wearing them. And I've got a necklace by Erickson and Beenham.
You look great.
You look great.
Sort of, you know.
No, you look great, though. You look fantastic.
You look great.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to see you. You're a blast.
You've got to meet my friend Jack, because Jack English is doing an incredible photographic exhibition at Paul Smith this week.
Oh,
and he's doing it with Gary Oldman.
Oh, wow.
Incredible.
I heard about this.
Who's Gary Oldman? I never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
He's an amazing actor.
Is he any good?
Yes, he's fabulous. He should be winning the Oscar. He's being nominated.
Oh, that Gary Oldman. That Gary Oldman.
Aren't you fed up with George?
I could never be fed up with George Clooney.
He's not George Clooney. That's the
I saw, though. What was your favorite film of the year? Because I saw you were giving a lot of reviews out lately.
Well, I really love The Artist, I have to say. And we can't, you know, it's brilliant. I mean, Harvey Weinstein is a genius at choosing film, isn't he? And so he sort of picked the crop.
Yeah.
And I really love The Artist. But there's
Mark.
Other good films as well.
Mark Cannon just walked by. He's fantastic. How excited are you to be here, Amanda?
I really am excited because I love Italian.
You want to see Dario?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Have you met him?
And I want to see Dracula in 3D. You know,
that should be fun.
Right, there we are.
Have you met Dario before?
No, I haven't, no.
So this is going to be your first time.
Yes, it is, yes. And I think he's... this should be a special thing because he's, you know, he's great. And
he's a legend.
Yes, a legend. And, you know, I love Italian cinema anyway, you know, from Visconti onwards.
I know. You know, my only thing is I see all these Italian people in the room, and I'm Italian, and they're all good looking. They're all good looking. Me, not so much.
Oh,
I should have come from Italy.
Stop.
He's good looking. Don't let him. Don't let him think that he's not good looking, okay? Please, all of you girls out there listening to him, he is good looking. He needs to hear it.
Thank you.
Just for that, man, I'm not wrestling you in the pool.
Amanda, I'm so happy to see you. Yeah, no, I'll see you later, okay? Bye.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
I love her. She's amazing.
She is.
She's
amazing.
Just a ball of energy.
Yeah. Yeah, she's great.
She is like if Madonna was cool. If Madonna wasn't a bitch, then you have Amanda.
Boom, roasted.
She was going to be on Tuesday, Matt.
By the way, I'm so sorry, Madonna. I love you. I didn't know she's
Madonna
on Tuesday.
Madonna's a Coney Dog, no?
No, I don't think she's coming into the Coney Dog. She is.
She's from
Flint,
Detroit.
Right?
Bloomfield Hills, or that area.
Because
like
didn't Michael Moore have Madonna? She premiered his last film or something
in
Detroit.
I think she's from Bloomfield Hills or something
Yeah, she, but I know Michael Moore had, he either introduced Madonna's last film or Madonna either did his last film in Detroit. They had a big thing. What a weird combo, Madonna and Michael Moore. I don't know if I even want to be in that room.
I don't think I do either.
No, it's kind of odd.
Even feeling it would kind of smell.
Yeah.
Smell like vegan and...
Madonna, close your legs.
And pap or something.
Pap.
PBR. I don't know.
Well, they have great vegan dogs at the Coney Dog.
No, they do. I had one.
You had a vegan?
They're very good.
Oh, they are good.
And I have to try the vegan chili, though.
I love the vegan chili.
I do want to try
it. I love it. And, but once again... We're here at Los Angeles Italia.com, the Los Angeles Italia film, art, and something else.
Fashion.
Come on, fashion. I always forget the fashion. I don't know why.
Oh, gee.
I don't know why. I couldn't
wear your jacket.
Man, I might be
forget.
I'm wearing my sexy jacket.
Week-long event.
We got a lot.
I want Amanda's shoes. How do I get those from her?
I know. Those are good
those
shoes,
are
right?
Those are Yves Saint Laurent. Nice.
I just love her.
She's
the greatest. Amanda Eliash. She is a name that people need to know because she is a phenomenal human being, ball of energy, smart, so smart,
very smart
and funny. Very much a big fan of hers. Oh, there's Mark. Mark Canton. How you doing, sir? Thank you for having us.
I just want to say that thanks to you, Matthew, I literally had the best hot dog I've had in a long time in L.A.
Well, thank Mike Binder.
Yeah.
Well, I thank Mike Binder. I thank you. And I thank Donald Kushner.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy you guys had us here. I'm so happy to be here.
Mike's getting more than one plug tonight.
I know.
I think
we're not even at his joint today.
I know.
I have not yet. I have not.
You don't want to talk?
No.
No.
I'm not that bad.
Three questions. 3 minutes.
5 questions. 3 questions.
A riddle?
Oh, well,
a riddle.
Well, that's not good for the radio, I guess.
Yeah,
I
right.
Do the Rubik's
Cube. You're not going to get them all.
No, you're not, but that's okay.
Julia, how you doing, darling?
I'm fine. I'm fine, hon. How are you?
Yeah, you enjoying this atmosphere?
I am. It's most fun.
So it's really...
I love Pascal. Look at him running around like... He's just...
He's so cool.
Oh, my God. He's the best. Oh, are they... Champagne and everything. I love how Pascal sells to get Mark Canton to go to the next room. It's champagne and everything.
I'm gonna dump my current idea and write a screenplay.
Alex is hot. Yes, I do want to hang with Alex though. Look, I hang out with enough cool chicks. My cool chick quota is full. I need to start with my smoking hot chick quota.
Okay.
And speaking of, where's Barbara Feli? I know she's gonna be here. Huh? Hi, Kasha. How are you? All these Kashas.
Katharina. Katharina Sawinska.
Wow. Oh my. I'm a little aflutter right now. Kasha, for our listeners, what are you wearing?
Today I'm wearing a Polish designer. It's a dear friend of mine, and it's like a black cocktail dress. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Prada shoes.
I'm not going to lie. I always ask what hot women are wearing so I can have an excuse to look.
What are you wearing, actually, today?
Ah, well, as you can see here,
funny,
I have
you should ask that.
A Ralph Lauren jacket, followed by my Armani t-shirt.
I've got a CK t-shirt for the band Traffic. yes.
Kasha, what do you have coming out? Do you have anything to promote? Anything going on?
So actually, I'm Polish-French, living in Los Angeles for 2 years, crossing my fingers for our Polish movie, The Darkness, which is nominated for Oscar as a foreigner movie. So it's coming up next week, and I'm crossing my fingers, and some of my dear friends, they're actually in the movie. I just shot a short movie with a Swedish director, just actually came back to Los Angeles, and doing my castings for pilot season for movies and TV series. So I'm very glad to be here.
Well, good luck with the pilot season, and you look gorgeous, and have a good time. Is there any film, by the way, you're looking forward to, or do you want to meet Dario like everyone else? Okay. Well, thank you, Kosh. Thank you. She's hot, too. I'm just going to start a list of people I need to hang out with. And
that's just how it works when you move out here. Did you know
foreign,
that?
Foreign, I guess.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. But I guess they're all foreign.
Well, good luck with that.
That's what it seems to be. I can't pronounce any of their names.
She's not from Glendale.
No,
she's not. No. She's not from Downers Grove either.
Ryan, yes. No. No. Oh, yes. No. Yes. No. What do we got going
we go.
Here?
Suckering someone else in to talk.
Oh, hello. Hi, Veronica. How are you? You're currently on Luck.
Yes. I'm actually, tonight is my first episode when my character appears. So I'm very excited, and it was a sleepless night for me.
All right. Now help me with the pronunciation of your last name.
It's pretty easy. It's Veronica Rosati.
Rosati. I like that.
Italian.
I'm Italian. I should, well... I had a check.
Italian. My dad is Italian. My mom is Polish. And unfortunately, I don't speak Italian, but I feel very much at home here.
So what are you wearing? Because you look smoking hot.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay.
Well,
oh boy.
Those shoes are actually vintage. I really don't know what kind of brand that is. And this dress is Urban Outfitters.
Right. So let me ask you this. Who do you have scenes with in Luck? Who did you get to work with that was just awesome?
Well, let's start with Michael Mann, who's the producer, and Philip Noyce, who was one of the directors.
Wow.
Mimi Leader, Alan Coulter, and Brian Kirk. These are the directors.
Yep. All
and
new folks.
I had all my... Yeah, that was amazing.
Awesome.
And
a legendary
I had all
lineup.
My scenes yeah. with Jason Gedrick.
Wow. Nice.
Or I play his love interest, but I shouldn't say it.
You have a quite the list there for wow that Luck.
Today at the office.
Yeah. Okay, episodes, so please watch it. Please.
It is.
I promise you, I'll watch
it's
it.
Good.
Julia watches
it's
it.
Good. Yeah.
Ken, do you watch Luck?
Luck is great.
But
Luck is great.
Big
Luck
David Milch
great.
Fan. Big
Thank
Michael
you.
Fan.
I.
We will.
No, no, we will keep
if it's
watching.
If on HBO, we'll watch
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
Look, you missed the boat on The Sopranos because I'm guessing you're young. So we'll be watching Luck because I think I'm my new favorite act.
That's good. I just want to say I right now another thing that I'm really proud of is I have a cameo in Darkness, which is nominated for an Oscar.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
I was working with that director, Agnieszka Holland. Was absolutely
that's supposed
one
to be
of
an
the
excellent movie.
Concerns.
I have not seen it yet, but
yeah.
I hear it's
yes.
supposed to be
it's
excellent.
It's really intense, but it's very.
It's
very
nominated
touching.
For best foreign film.
It's, yes,
yes,
exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Miss Rosati, thank you very much. Enjoy your evening. Okay.
Best of luck.
Ah. Sorry.
Such a smart ass.
Yes. Yes, sir.
This is Daniela Bogatini.
Hi. Hi.
Who has the honor of not only being in the new NBC series Awake.
Yes, with Mr. Davies.
March 1st.
Cast as Charlie Sheen's daughter in Anchorman.
Wow, that's
wow.
exciting.
I have a lot to talk about. It was just announced. So
all right. So, Danielle, help me with the... Daniela, help me with the pronunciation.
It's Italian,
pronunciation
right, Matt?
Of your last name.
Bobadilla.
Oh, Daniela Bobadilla. I like it. I like that. That's a good name.
Yes,
now she has to go. You used up all her time.
That's a good name. That's a good name. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We're out of time. Okay. So let's get to what do we do first here? Okay, the Jeremy Davies show that's coming out.
Oh, wait.
Or Jason Isaacs? Why do I keep thinking it's Jeremy Davies? Jason Isaacs from Peter Pan, correct?
Exactly.
Yes. Tell me about Awake.
Awake is a story about Michael Britton, and he's a detective that gets into a car accident with his family, and when he wakes up, his son is dead, but his wife is alive, but when he wakes up the next day, the other one is dead and the other one's alive. So, I know, it's a little confusing, but once you get it, so he lives in two alternate realities, in which one his wife is alive and the other one his son is alive.
All right, I'm not going to put too much pressure on you, but you have to save NBC.
I have to save
you
NBC.
Have to save.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay, well, it's all on you. Tell me about
NBC
Anger
and its affiliates. Just about them.
Charlie Sheen, statement. You just find out you're a regular on the show. How great's that?
Oh, it's epic. Epic beyond proportion.
Have you gotten to meet Charlie or Selma Blair? Isn't Selma doing it?
Selma Blair is doing it as well as Shawnee Smith.
Oh, I love Shawnee. Oh.
Do you? Oh, he's got hot over here.
He's got the vapors for you folks at home. Listening in.
She's all right. She's all right,
oh,
Shawnee. Yeah, she's
all right. I think my mom's hot.
Well, I like that. I think my mom's hot. So, Anger Management, what do you know about your role? And so, you've met everyone that's doing it. So, have you met Sam Simon? I know he's a little bit a part of it. And
I've only actually met Charlie so far.
How was that?
Charlie is awesome.
Did he love you?
Awesome. I think so.
Be
I think
he'd
like
long.
Your energy. You got great energy.
Thank you.
I can see why things are going well for you. She's got good energy. Is this the boyfriend?
This is Connor Wilde.
Connor. Very nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you. I can see what you like about her.
Absolutely. She's 100% genuine, part of the team all the way. So.
Do you have any projects or anything going on right now, sir?
Yes, sir. I have a pilot that I shot last year in Vegas that is still in the works to try and get picked up. As well as I just booked my first lead in a feature film with director David Ducato that is going to be coming out soon on iTunes and stuff like that. So other than that, just pilot season with everybody else.
Very good. Well, Daniela Bobadilla, thank you so, so much. Welcome to the Italian Film Festival, huh? Are you Italian?
I'm not Italian.
Oh, you just have a great name.
Thank you. Thank you. It's Spanish blood.
All right. Now, before you go, what are you wearing?
I am wearing un de trois.
I don't know what that
very
is.
Very nice.
I'm de trois. She knows.
Yes, I do.
Julia knows everything.
Shoes are great, too. Now,
oh,
the shoes.
These are Badgley Mishkas.
Those are, of course.
They're my disco balls and my height.
But you know what? It works. It's great. It
Thank
looks wonderful.
You.
Very, very pretty.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Those
Thank
shoes
you.
Are amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Wow.
Daniela Bobadilla. I do that well.
Now
I do
you
that
got
name
it.
Well.
Got it cold.
That's why I asked, though, because I want to do these names like butter, you know?
Right, right.
For the after-show fashion roundup, now you have all the names.
Yeah, we do need our own fashion review like Joan has.
Oh, I could do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah. I think that
That'd
would
be really
great.
Fun.
Yes. Jack, come say hello to Matt. Jack, tell me about what's going on this Thursday. You got a big event.
Well, no, it's not a big event. It's a photographic show put on by Paul Smith of the still photography from Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy with some of Gary Oldman's photographs as well.
That's fantastic. Where is it going to be located?
At the Paul Smith shop on Melrose.
Okay. Okay. And what film are you looking forward to seeing the most here?
What, this evening?
Yes. What's this evening? Is it Dracula 3D?
Yes.
Everyone's here for Dracula 3D, and you get to meet Dario Argento.
Fantastic.
That's exciting.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Well, thank you very much. I can tell you're shy with the microphone. Understandable.
Thank you.
Good luck Thursday. Yes.
Yes.
In and out. That's how we like them. In and out.
Once we organize the Matthew Aaron Show fashion show.
I am the WD-40 of interviews.
Right.
Yes, you are. You are the lube of interviews.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're taking the squeaks away.
Yes. Yes. Wow, look at this. We are filling up. Yes.
I will say this. Speaking only for myself, it is hard to do a good interview with people when you have the charm of a trout. So I'm trying to overcome
how
that.
How are you?
Oh, come on. You're
good. You had a burlesque show, correct?
I did.
How did that go?
It went great at the Actors Gang. I was in a corset and fishnets every night, which was fabulous. And bleach blonde. And that's my normal.
That sounds good. You look great. Tell me the dress. What are you wearing? Or
I'm wearing my favorite designer, or one of them, Guess by Marciano. And Jimmy
Very
Choo.
Cute.
Oh, Jimmy Choo.
Those shoes are fab. Yeah, I thought so.
Those are hot.
Great.
Yeah, I didn't even... Well.
So for this show, you had to sing and dance and do all these sort of. Did you know that going in, or did you have to take sort of intensive classes?
I did kind of know it going in, and I have experience in ballet and jazz and pole dancing because I did a role in film as a pole dancer stripper. So I knew that, but I had to learn a lot. But it was great. I loved it. It's one of my favorite things.
Pretty exhilarating.
Very, very exhilarating. High energy.
I think burlesque needs to make a resurgence in American culture. I think it definitely...
I think it's slowly coming back.
I know. There's something in an interesting way classy about it.
It is.
Very classy.
Very classy. Well, that's
good.
Very good.
Very good.
Mariah, do you have anything coming out that we need to know about?
Universal Soldier 4.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about that before. Universal Soldier 4. That is correct. Yes. And Jean-Claude's in that. And Dolph Lundgren, correct?
Oh.
That's right.
And what's your role in that again?
I am a French stripper, pole dancer, who becomes involved in the action. She also is an action girl.
Well, the old French stripper pole dancer combo. Thank you very much, Mariah. Enjoy tonight.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
All right. Thank you. Good to see you again. Yeah.
Nice to see you, too. Huh?
JCVD and Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
That's, I was in a Dolph Lundgren movie once upon a time.
I'm just really shocked.
No Christopher Lambert?
Well, I'm just really shocked Jean-Claude's doing movies where there's characters that play French stripper / pole girl.
Right.
He's above that.
Jean's
not interested in such filth.
Of course not.
No.
Of course not.
I like they're still making Universal Soldier movies.
I like it too.
You know there are like eight.
I like it too. Money
there
talks.
Are eight Land Before Times.
Is it? Yes.
Yeah.
I told you that.
Yeah.
And you're like, how many of them did you see? And I told you like five.
Oh wow.
I think I stopped after the first one.
How many Land Before Times have you seen?
I think
Julia?
Two.
Two?
I think two.
Two.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it got to the sing-alongs, it got a little too ridiculous.
I think I've seen three Superman.
Ken, how many Land Before Times have you been subjected to?
I've clocked in zero so far.
Zero?
And you
zero.
Have
I'm surprised the boys haven't been into the Land Before Time.
Working way back to the 90s animation.
Yeah. The Don Bluth years.
Yes, the Don Bluth
years. I stopped after two. Ducky really gets on my nerves.
Ducky.
Ducky's a bit of...
Okay, you know what's sad is you at least knew a character's name from that.
Yeah.
Wait, I think I do too. Littlefoot.
Littlefoot.
Littlefoot, the main character.
Yep.
All right, I knew one.
You're asking the wrong person.
I am just looking around and seeing how much we don't belong.
Yeah.
Hello, famous person, rich person, famous person, famous, rich. Yep, nope.
Yeah.
No one liked me.
Nope.
She's the best, though.
Oh, she
yep.
Jimmy Choo's are awesome.
She looked very good.
Yeah, she did.
Very good. Mariah Connor. She's very good in those shoes.
Yeah. Is there a lesson that I think you and I are taking from all of this, maybe?
Yes. Always compliment a woman's shoes.
Uh-huh.
Because they think you're at least somewhat interesting.
Okay.
And if you do have to take a stab at who she's wearing, what shoes she's wearing, make sure it's somebody like Jimmy Choo.
Right.
Or Badgley Mishka.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Noto Blahnik.
Always compliment the lady on her shoes.
I got to tell you.
Sounds like you're about to sarge the red carpet.
The other tip, I'm telling you, it works. You have to ask them what they're wearing just so you can stare.
Right.
I get a lot of booby shots.
Okay.
I'm going, what are you wearing?
Okay. Bringing the maturity back down.
It's not called leering, Ken. It's called interest in clothing.
The high road.
Right.
The high road, yes.
Look at Pascal working the room.
And you can...
He is like... I want to be that man, but I am not sure there is enough Red Bull in America for me to be.
No.
That man moves.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, that was one of the best shows we ever did with Mark Canton and Pascal.
It was fun. It was really
on
fun.
On Friday.
That was one of the best shows we ever did Friday.
Yeah.
The interview was fantastic. Both those guys were incredibly interesting.
Yep.
Smart, funny.
We were both very verklempt before we went into it.
I know. I was intimidated.
It's like, what the hell?
I was intimidated. Well, you grow up.
Yeah.
And Mark Canton and Peter Goober, these guys, you want to be these guys.
Yeah.
And you know, it was intimidating, but it worked out really well.
Should we wave on Jeff over there?
Is that... Oh, who else do we got going on here?
Jeff's over there.
No. I wouldn't. let's not play that game.
Okay. Hey.
That's. I lowered my mic.
Do you want to make that move?
I lowered my microphone.
Do you want to do that move?
I'm not. No. Well, listen.
I have no idea what you guys are talking
just
about.
Just working it.
I'm just going to play.
Yeah, it's okay. Better. That's better. It's better
know,
that
but
way.
I'm not going to ixnay on the.
Hey, Ken.
Ixnay on the gossip, eh?
Ixnay on the gossip gay.
Ooh. Gossip gay.
Yeah.
Ken, how are you doing? What is it like? I see your media badge there.
Yeah.
You're in the media, Ken.
You're in the media.
I'm media.
Yeah.
I see you're in the media.
Alert
here.
The media? That would be us.
Yes.
Yes. If they're alerting us, we're in trouble. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Live show?
I'm not doing my show and can't turn
know,
away from my mic and gossip.
I know.
Just.
Because we're live.
You might need to curb it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I guess.
nice.
Ken, you are taking Lee's job little by little.
That was a good one, Ken. Nicely done.
Oh, here
we have
we
more
go.
Folks coming, right?
Joe Mantegna is here now.
Nice. Joe Mantegna.
Things are picking up. Franco Nero, yes.
Yes. Oh, excellent. Oh, yes.
Franco Nero from the original Django and also Die Hard 2. Correct? Am I right about that?
Two of my 200 movies, yes.
Two of your 200 movies. But how is it to get to be here tonight and see Django all over again?
It's always nice because Django, as you know, has been one of the top movies ever done. You know, the Django was number one in the world for many years, in the late 60s, beginning of 70s. Clint Eastwood and myself, we were the two most popular actors for spaghetti westerns.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask you, with Quentin Tarantino making his own sort of version of Django with Django Unchained, have you talked to Quentin? Has he told you anything about his latest film?
Yes. We spoke many times, and he asked me to be in it as a cameo, if I can do a cameo, and I said, yes, I will do it.
So you're going to be in it. Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. So what films are you most looking forward to at this festival?
But looking forward, they are showing some of my movies, about four or five. I look forward to see one Western that they're going to show it on Wednesday evening, 8 o'clock Mm-hmm. Jonathan of the Bears. Yeah, you should see it.
It's that good?
Yeah, it's quite good. I know they're showing The Mercenary, they're showing Compañeros, you know.
I'm so happy to meet you because in Italy and with Italian-Americans, you're a legend. My grandfather, my father's friends, they just love you. I love you. I love Django. It's a great film. I know Lee, do you have anything about Django?
Yeah, I really appreciate it. There are all these other Italian Western films that are made, not just the ones by Sergio Leone, but it's a very rich genre with a lot of interesting work to it.
Yeah, yeah, you know, there was a director called Sergio Corbucci. Actually, Tarantino is going to write a book on Sergio Corbucci. He was crazy about Sergio Corbucci.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. At that time, there was Sergio Leone and Sergio Corbucci, you know, the two main directors of that, you know, time.
Right, and a lot of these Italian directors came up from that. I know Dario Argento worked on Once Upon a Time in the West with Sergio.
Right, oh yes, he was one of the screenplays, yes. Screenwriters, yes.
Fantastic. Well, it's great having you here.
Thank you very much.
We thank you very
Enjoy
much.
The festival.
Franco Nero,
yeah.
From Genre, which is going to be screening tonight.
Yep.
And now it's really started to get kind of busy in here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can pick up on the audio. It's a lot of people beginning to arrive, a lot of flash photography being taken.
Yes.
Matt is over there consorting with Andrew Friedman.
He is.
Andrew and Patty.
He's getting his marching instructions.
Andrew and Patty, of course, kind enough to get us going here.
Yes, that was exciting to meet Frank. Oh, Joe Mantegna.
Joe Mantegna.
Joe,
yes.
I must thank you for calling my mother on her birthday first.
Boy, very good. I hope she had a nice birthday.
You are her favorite of all time.
A woman of distinction.
She's coming in this week, and she's just so excited. She's like, oh, she hopes she sees you somewhere.
That's good. Great.
Thank you for supporting this festival throughout the years. As an Italian from Chicago, I grew up loving you, and we both went to DePaul. We both did theater. Tell me why this festival is so important to you.
Well, first of all, I think just Italian culture in general has just been so important in terms of the world. I mean, it's just for hundreds and thousands of years. So I think just to be able to perpetuate that, just to call attention to it and to be able to say, you know, once a year, kind of put a little spotlight on it, especially Italian cinema has had just such, you know, an influence on our cinema. So it's just nice. It's just a chance for all of us that are of that ilk to kind of collectively get together and remind ourselves that, like, yeah, okay, you know, this is a nice part of the whole, you know, it's such a multicultural thing, this country and our film business anyway. It's nice to be like one of the spokes of the wheel.
Are you excited to see Argento's new film, Dracula 3D?
Yeah, it's always exciting to you know, when you're exposed to anything new and different and you just find out what's going on out there. And I mean, especially the older I get, the more I realize, the more out of the loop I am, the more I get excited about things.
Well, I just wanted to thank you. I don't want to take too much of your time. Criminal Minds, of course, is on Wednesdays. Huge hit. Congratulations on that. And I want to once again thank you for being the nicest, kindest man in Hollywood. And thank you for being a great influence from Chicago, Joe Mantegna.
Your mother brought you up right.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, sir. All right. Have a good evening. Enjoy yourself.
He is
all class.
I didn't know he went to DePaul.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I could go on and on about... He is the guy I could sit down with for 4 hours and just...
Yeah.
Bierko went to Northwestern.
That's right, he did.
It was on Wednesday.
He was there with
yes, Andrew. Yes. Gianluca Mick, how you doing?
Good, very, very good. It's very excited to be here tonight for this manifestation. It's very, very nice to be here.
Tell me about your health program that you've created.
It's an health problem to lose weight, but the secret of everything are the herbs. My family manufacture natural products since the 15th century, and it is a secret of my family. But the particularity is that we can do herbal extract in liquid form, but without alcohol, sugar, and preservatives. And we could use this in the ketogenic diet.
I wanted to ask you, what is your role in this film festival for our listeners?
I'm the master of ceremony. Because
right.
I normally in this period I'm here because the Oscar season is a moment in which all celebrities come to Hollywood not only for the festival, not only for the Oscar, also to do a checkup. So normally I'm here because we have some customers here who are very important doctors for the celebrity. So normally I'm here and they asked me to take part to this event and I was very happy.
Well, I want to thank you for your contributions to the film, arts, fashion, and especially to the Italian arts community. I'm very grateful. We're all very grateful. And thank you very much for being the master of ceremonies this year.
It's an honor for me. Sorry, I'm a little tired. But I hope that this kind of event could improve the good relationship we have between Italy and America.
And bring your health program to America, would you?
Yeah.
I hope so, and very soon for everybody, not all for the star.
Bring it specifically to us.
By the way, you were looking dapper.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, but I started to be interested in diets because my family has always had a problem with obesity. My family, my father has passed away because of obesity, because we think normally obesity as a problem of beauty, but is a very serious problem of health. And I have done two campaigns in Italy against obesity. The one with the ex-president Berlusconi, he lost weight thanks to my diet. I can say because he declared this.
Well, if I can ever afford you, you can help me lose a few.
Yeah.
And this week we have done, before coming here, also a very good, a very big event in the Parliament.
Oh, okay, great.
Excellent.
Well, thank you, Gianluca Mick. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy your evening.
David Pasquazi.
Yes, David Pasquazi is here.
Yes.
David Pasquazi, how you doing?
Hey.
Chicago guy.
Chicago guy.
Good to see you, sir.
Good to be here.
I'm excited to talk to you. I've seen you do improv so many times in Chicago. And, of course, people know you from films like Groundhog's Day and in a lot of TV appearances. And you're a great actor. So I just want to thank you very much for what you've done for the Chicago arts community.
Well, thanks very much. I'm awful proud to be from Chicago.
Yeah. You know, the city of Chicago, you know, it's making some noise occasionally in terms of entertainment, so we appreciate that. We got a lot of hometown pride.
Absolutely. I was just actually two nights ago, I got out here and I did a show with Joel Murray, another Chicago.
Oh, nice. Love
Joel Murray.
And Neil Flynn's out here, of course, and who we've had on the show, and I love Neil. And
Kevin Dorff did the show with us as well.
Oh
that's
great.
Yep. Is TJ out here as well?
He is not. He's back in Chicago holding down the fort doing TJ and Dave.
Oh, that's great. But without Dave.
Yes.
Without TJ.
TJ's doing TJ.
Yeah. Dave, are you out here doing any projects right now?
I'm out here trying to drum up business.
Pilot season?
Yeah, that and then trying to sell stuff too.
Well, good luck. I wish you the best of luck with that. Are you looking forward to Dracula 3D and Dario Argento?
I'm a huge Dario Argento fan, and I am very much looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
I must tell you, sir, next time you're in L.A., I'd love for you to come by and do the show. I'd love to have you on. You'd be a great guest. I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure.
David Pasquazi, he's great.
He's huge, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him. He's great. Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Okay, so for our listeners, Trina Tarantino, what would we know you?
I am a designer, a Los Angeles designer for accessories and jewelry, and I also have a cosmetic line that's at Sephora.
That's great. And I could...
Is that one of your bags?
Yeah.
That is fabulous.
Yes, it is a great bag. And I also,
is...
with my husband Alfonso Campos, have a production company called Future Revolution. So.
Wow, that's great. Now, Trina Tarantino, look at...
Very nice.
Tarina here is looking phenomenal, by the way.
Yep.
You could almost guess she's into some sort of fashion.
Right.
Thank you.
I love the hair, too.
Thank you.
So
what was the inspiration for the hair?
Well, I always wanted to have pink hair when I was little, and my parents were kind of conservative and never let me do it. And so one day when I was a grown-up, I realized I can do it if I want.
Well,
and
of course.
I just went for it, and now it's my trademark, and everyone knows me for my pink hair, and I love it, and it's really fun, and that's the most important thing. And I got married with pink hair. I had two babies with pink hair, and I have a Barbie doll, a Tarina Tarantino Barbie doll that actually has my pink hair.
Well, nice. You look phenomenal with pink hair. So,
thank you. I love it.
Your parents were wrong.
They were totally wrong.
Where
they
does,
love it. Now they love it.
Where does one get the Tarina Tarantino pink hair Barbie doll?
Online, because they're all sold out now. So now you have to go on eBay, and they're like quadruple the price because they're collector dolls. So that's great.
That is fantastic. I wish I had my own doll. Who are we wearing? If you had to take a guess.
If I had to take a guess, vintage T-shirt and cool Paul Smith jacket.
I'll give you a clue. It begins and ends in T. Tarjay. Yeah. I know, we do. I actually like Tarjay a lot. We're plugging them as much as we are Coney.
Great. Where can people get your bag?
TarinaTarantino.com. You can find all things Tarina.
All right, guys, because I have a lot of guy listeners. For your girls, go to TarinaTarantino.com. I'm telling you, this is hip.
Yes, and you know, we...
I don't know hip.
So I shouldn't say it.
It looks hip.
It's hip.
Our
Trust
customers,
me, it's hip.
Our girls tell us that, you know, their husbands, that they love it when they surprise them with a little Tarina sparkle.
Right.
Ma'am, this bag, you need to get it. you just need to get that bag.
Her bag is fabulous, too.
I mean,
your bag's nice.
Pretty great, but this bag is also pretty great.
Nice. That's a pretty nice bag.
I want to see this
That's
makeover
really
show.
Nice
Bellissimo.
I want to see this.
Yeah. She looks great. Are you kidding me?
I know, but I just want to see him trade for a day.
She's wearing Louis.
Oh, I know. She looks phenomenal. I want
She's
her
great.
To trade for a day, though.
Oh, yeah. That would work.
I want her with the pink hair and the...
That's great.
Beautiful.
We've sparked a friendship here, by
this,
the way.
This is, by the way, this is our most fashion-ready show ever.
I saw Ann Lopez, and I got a couple...
I know. You got it. Your heart's racing, huh? You better wipe your brow.
Ann Lopez.
I love
her. Yeah. Ann is a sweetheart, and we had her on... The LAPD benefit show, and it's a pleasure to see her. We'll be talking with her momentarily.
How classy is Joe Montaigne?
He's cool.
He's all class.
You know what?
He's cool.
Smaller.
That's what it is.
He looks
cool.
He looks smaller than, I mean, because I've ever seen him in Godfather 3. He's bigger. He looks bigger. So.
Well, Tarina, thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad I could make a friendship.
Yes.
Yes.
Adorable.
Thank you.
People are
making... Bella.
People are making friends.
And I dance 3 times a day when they dance.
Great.
I am in the show.
Uh-huh.
They do big. You gotta come.
Okay.
Now, where am I coming though?
They have one in Las Vegas. Very, 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 very big. That's my daughter.
Hi there. How are you? Hi. How are you?
But I know him in the. I was. A lot of paper, but I don't try the one that I like to talk about.
When is the show?
March. It's March.
Beyond Wonderland, and then in June is Electric Daisy Carnival in Las Vegas. But she dances on stage at every major show. So.
You dance on stage?
I dance for many hours for 3 days in Texas.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's great.
Thank you. It's a lot of nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Well, returning to the show, and someone who I still want to come co-host and sit down with me, the love of my life, Ann Lopez.
Hello, darling.
Ann, I miss you. I talk about you all the time.
Oh, you're so sweet. I miss you guys, too.
You were, like, my favorite person, and you were barely even on, and, like, I'm just like, I love Ann Lopez. Lee could tell you.
Yeah.
Lee, my Ann Lopez obsession.
He's obsessed.
I will, yeah.
And I am obsessed tonight because you know what's so great?
What's up?
Okay, I'm actually Cuban, but you know what I love? When I'm in Italy, I think I'm Italian. So what I do is I speak Spanish with an
Italian accent.
And I just feel that everybody... Dove sta il Colosseo? Perché tengo che ir al Colosseo? Dondi, dondi? And then I think everyone understands me.
You're not kidding.
They understand, like... Half of what I say, like half of people look at me like I'm nuts, but that's okay.
Yeah.
By the way, you look great.
Yeah.
What's going on here? What are we wearing? I love the coat.
Thank you. The coat's like a faux Prada. The purse is a real Prada.
Uh-huh.
These are Manolo boots.
Those boots
so
are bad.
So boots are made for walking.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Uh-huh. The Manolo.
Right through this Italian film festival. I'm walking. I'm really excited to just see Dario Argento's Vampire 3D movie.
Yeah, Dracula 3D.
Dracula. Oh, is it Dracula?
I think so.
Oops, I mean.
No. You were right.
Well, you know what? My daughter's into the whole Twilight thing.
Of
so
course.
Everything's vampires and...
Yeah, I want to see the Dario Argento Twilight.
Oh, that would be fun. Did I say Argento, too? See, I'm getting everything wrong. This is what I do with lyrics of songs, too. I make them up the way people's names do.
Right.
It's what I the way I want to call them.
That's better. That's fine. I like it your way.
Just as long as it's not
really
the
name.
I'm gonna do it Anne's way from now on.
I think it's a little rude, but I just have a really bad memory.
Anne Lopez, I gotta tell you, you were like, oh, by the way, Julia, you gotta love that.
I love that Prada bag. The Prada
She's
bag.
She's loving that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
She's got this Prada bag that is something else.
And the earrings
I'm a straight guy, and I'm like, wow.
I'm kind of going for the Dolce Vita 1960s Italian.
Of course. You got it with the hair. Yeah.
Well, I gotta tell you, those are the best boots I've ever seen in my life. I'm in love.
Well, I'm coming in to be your co-host.
I would love you to. I mean, I'm dead serious about it.
Let's set it up, baby.
You are one of my favorite people.
Ciao, bello. I have to give you the double kiss. Mwah. We have to do the double kiss.
And thank you so much. Have fun. Okay, bye, baby. Oh.
I have to go soon.
Oh, you gotta go.
I gotta go. I have dinner plans. I'm sorry to sign off. I'm sorry.
You didn't want.
So
you didn't want to see Anne Lopez and I just flirt our way
I
into
loved
the.
It was great.
So, I made a friend.
Yeah, you sure did.
You have a new girlfriend.
That was, yeah.
By the way, thanks for taking that bullet so I could spend some time alone with
you. I was snapping pictures of you and Anne.
I was watching from the back.
I was snapping pictures of you and Anne while hearing her talk about her show.
See, that is work.
I know.
That is workmanship.
That is called multitasking, and we can't say I don't do anything on the show.
So, Julia.
Yeah, I got to take off.
You got to head out, babe?
I head out like a baby.
I love you.
I know,
thank you for coming by.
So
I'm so glad
fun.
You can come by. Did you really have fun, or
of
you just put BS in me?
No, seriously. If I wasn't having fun, I'd be like,
because I'll replace you with Anne Lopez like a...
No.
Let me tell you something. You're already in with Anne Lopez. You don't need to flash on your game, all right?
Yeah, she loves you.
Am I already in? I know. I got like 8 kisses from her tonight.
Yeah.
Just have a slipper of your tongue.
She's delightful.
You know, this is why I turn down women, because I'm waiting on Anne.
You're waiting for the one,
cool.
And Anne is the one.
She's very cool.
She is very cool, and I think she's very sexy.
She's beautiful.
And I think, by the way, she had it going on with those boots and that. I bet you love that Prada bag. I think you want one.
Oh, my God, I snatched away from her. That bag was absolutely...
I love how the whole time we're talking to people, you're thinking about grabbing the purse and running.
And the shoes, of course, you know, but
Julie, I'm so glad you came by.
You.
I want you to go to dinner. Make your dinner.
I will.
It better be with
We're
someone
Ken.
Important. Oh, Ken had a week for dinner too. let's get a picture.
Yeah, because we're important too. Taking pictures right now. I love to hear how all this is playing.
All right,
yeah,
she's going to dinner with Spielberg
and
Tom Hanks.
Right.
Right.
Let us know how their new
editor, Michael Kahn, so we can. Oh, he hates women.
Well.
Right.
Well.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't.
In a good way or a bad way?
I don't know. I've
heard
he doesn't hire women. But he's an amazing editor, so I probably just fucked myself royally somehow by saying
no.
That.
No.
We should interview him.
Oh, man. Good luck with that.
That good, huh?
Yeah. Well.
So right now, it is packed here. It's.
Yeah.
By the way, I love how Joe Montana has his own Terzo. us Chicago people are really all alike.
Hey, Joe.
Basket case.
Wait, what's going on? Where are we looking at?
Basket case? Have you seen
that's
basket?
Beautiful.
No.
Oh, my God.
We have a guy in a basket case jacket.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It looks like he's second.
Oh,
Amanda.
Amanda's taking pictures of her.
Us.
Yeah.
I love Amanda.
Amanda in her bag. Now,
did I not tell you about her?
I know. I wasn't there for the interview.
Amanda Eliash is just...
Yeah.
I came home raving about you.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Feelings mutual.
He came home and he would not stop talking about how much fun he had on this interview to me.
If, thank you. If I had you and Anne Lopez on at the same time, my head would explode.
Yeah, I think someone would have to run interference.
Too much going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
That show would be sponsored
by
Jergens.
Julia. Bye, Julia. We'll see you later. I will. I will hit you up soon. I love how we're doing all this backstage talk on stage.
Yeah, right.
That's how this show goes. So, Lee, give me the rundown of what you are seeing here.
See you, Julia.
Bye, Julia. You're the best, babe. All right, and we want to thank Ken Hommel, too. And I want to thank Pat Tobias and Cesar Marconi, our producers, who are sticking with us live here. And we're going to edit the quality, I'm sure, because it's cutting in and out. I got the GarageBand running.
We apologize.
It'll be on iTunes.
We apologize for the faulty audio earlier. If you're in Italy and you're listening to this, this is not how it normally goes, all right?
Hey, Mambo,
yeah.
Italiano, hey, Mambo.
If you're turning us off because of the blipping... Shouting, disgraziato.
Did Joe just sneak out?
I don't know.
Am I supposed to say that in the air?
Joe, all right. Joe's making the rounds, man. That guy's a social butterfly.
I know.
I love it.
But I think he just... No wonder when I asked him about Argento's film.
Yeah.
He didn't say he was going to see it or not.
Right.
Because I think he just blew the coop.
You know what? I don't think he's a fan of subtitled gore. I don't know. The man's been in Pulitzer Prize-winning David Mamet plays. You think he's... taken out a lot of time to watch Unsane and The Bird with Crystal Blue Ridge.
I've read Pulitzer Prize-winning David Mamet plays, and I enjoy it.
Yeah. It's not as much gore, though.
I got to say, Mark Canton and Al Newman and, oh, man, there are some legends here. They're making the rounds.
Yeah. And you know, this
By
is...
By the way, how great is Mark Canton? He's amazing.
Yeah, he's cool.
Is Pascal still running around?
He
I'm just imagining that guy, that big mic.
The
guy now staring at me knowing that I'm talking about him?
Yeah.
Hi there. You want to come on the show?
Yeah.
He's doing security.
Okay, yeah.
He's buying popcorn.
Don't mess with that man. Don't mess with that man. He's got a duster on. Mark Canton is a very cool looking dude. If you don't know,
like Tim Burton's little brother.
He looks like Harry Potter's hipster uncle, in the best way. And he's just a pleasure, a great guest, and helping us out a lot here.
This thing is packed tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
Packed.
You, sir, in particular, have been very excitable. I have to say, you're in rare form.
I am in rare form because I think we've pretty much only interviewed women.
Yes.
Which has been phenomenal for me.
Yes. And me too.
I mean, oh, there's Pascal.
There's Pascal.
He is something else.
I know. I don't know if you missed this, like a half hour ago, Pascal talked to Mark and he clapped him on the shoulder and said, we have to go, there's champagne.
Can I tell you something too?
I
practically pissed myself that we got to interview Franco Nero.
Yes, I know. That guy's a legend. I mean, he's...
I was pretty sure I had to check my pants for water retention.
Yes. And the 200 films he's appeared in, not all of which I've seen. I haven't seen them
all. There's John Landis.
All right, John. Another Chicago guy. I think we're going to be talking to John in just a minute.
He doesn't want to be talking to us.
He'll be a good sport.
Mr. Landis.
Oh, wonderful.
Are we going to get John here? Brian, I love you. I'd give you a kiss if it wasn't in public. Mr. Landis, John Landis, the legendary filmmaker, as all our cinephile trips have told us.
Absolutely.
Mr. Landis, nice to meet you, sir.
Hi.
How are you? By the way, congratulations to your son on Chronicle.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What a great job for him. That's great. And
he's getting a lot of praise for that, too.
Yeah,
he should. It was a great script and it's a good movie. I'm very proud of him, and he's hot stuff now. Max has got like 7 movies in various stages of production.
Just seven.
Oh. That's what he wrote. It's extraordinary.
Jeez, 26 years old, right?
Yeah, but Max has been writing scripts since he was little.
Yeah, me too. But he's doing it better, I guess. But I gotta tell you, there were a lot of things about Chronicle I liked, and he shows. In that movie, he shows that he has a talent, a really good talent. Did you teach him that talent?
You can't teach talent. No, talent is...
You can't teach how to write like that.
You can... You know what? You can teach craft, but you can't teach talent. Talent is born.
Does he give Dad the script after the first, second draft? Or?
Not anymore, he does, and I hardly hear from him. People keep saying to me, why don't you have Max write you a script? He's too expensive.
John, what are you working on? I mean, you are a legendary comic director, and well, more than comedies as well, but I mean, you, some of your comedies are the biggest movies ever. So what are you currently
up to? Just said to me, would you come over here and talk to these guys about Dario Argento?
I said, sure. John, would you like to talk to us about Dario Argento?
Well, that's why I'm here, yes.
You and Dario worked in the Masters of Horror series for Showtime together. Did you meet him doing that?
Oh, do you know where I met Dario?
Yeah.
I worked as a stunt person on a movie, great movie, by Sergio Leone that was shot in Spain called Once Upon a Time in the West.
Love it.
And Once Upon a Time in the West was written by two Italian film critics, Bernardo Bertolucci and Dario Argento. And that's when I first met Dario. I've known Dario a long time.
And
that's
that,
great.
That,
are you looking forward to Dracula 3D this evening?
I really am. My friend Marshall Harvey cut it, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'll probably be fairly insane.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Insane is the right word, I think.
Franco Nero.
Add Franco on it. He's one. He's a legend.
I worked on two spaghetti pictures with him.
Yeah.
Which two pictures did you do with Franco?
I don't have a fucking clue. You know, they were speaking Italian. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Oh,
I got to say, your movies, and we're a couple.
I don't know. You could ask.
We're a couple of Chicago guys, and I think like 90%.
You know, they're tearing down the Harvey Mall, the Dixie Mall.
Yeah.
In Harvey, Illinois.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I 90% I think of my sense of humor is drawn from your movies. I mean, I had outdoor screenings of your movies for our friends in the city of like schlock and stuff like that. We put on ourselves. I got to tell you, big fan.
Thank you.
John, thank you so much for doing this. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Enjoy your film tonight, and thank you very much. Thank you.
Do you know this gentleman?
I do know Mr. Garland.
Mr. Jeff?
I don't think he remembers me. I could meet Jeff Garland 50 times.
You know,
he won't remember me.
He's a world-famous authority on Italian cinema.
I believe it.
Antonioni, and I wouldn't say an authority, or Fellini. I know my share.
Share, remember?
Yes, yes. He loved Moonstruck. Moonstruck.
Yes. Oh, I love Moonstruck. That's a great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
So are you, who did direct Moonstruck?
Norman
Jewett. Norman
Jewett?
Yeah.
Hey.
He's great. I think Landis is making things up now.
One of my favorite all-time filmmakers.
I know, we told him that, and he's like, we're here to talk about Dario Argento. So I'm like, all right.
By the way, no one really, in all sincerity, it's nice like to hear people like you and nobody sits and wants to talk about how great they are.
Nobody?
No, they like hearing it, but then like enough. I know exactly what he's saying. But I can say it about him, because we're not talking about me. I love him. All his movies mean a lot to me.
No.
I mean,
Has he ever given me a job, a call, invited me to lunch? No.
Well, vice versa. What are you talking about? Vice versa.
No.
Same thing, you know.
All right, you want to have lunch?
Anytime.
Okay.
We just set up a lunch date here on the Matthew Aaron Show.
Right.
John Landis, Jeff Garland. They're going to lunch.
You're going in his Rolodex.
You know who I'm giving a job to?
Who?
Is Don Rickles' daughter.
Oh, Mindy.
Mindy.
I got her in the union on Dream On.
Really?
Yeah, I gave her because Rickles said, got to get my daughter a part. She wants to be an actress. I said, what are you, nuts? You don't want your daughter to be an actress.
I'm doing a movie called Dealing with Idiots in May, and it's about Little League baseball parents. So you can imagine her.
Great title.
As being the team mom. So there you go. She's fast.
Really?
Don Rickles' daughter is so funny. Mindy is hysterical. So I'm giving her a job.
Does she?
I know Mindy from time. She's a baby.
Now, does Mindy just act, or does she do comedy, too, like her dad?
She could have been a stand-up, but that's not so daunting to be a comedian when your dad is Don Rickles.
Right. We had Kelly Carlin on the other day, and it's the same thing. And she's
there's not a night where you go on where you're not going to be compared to your father. It's
now, of course, you've seen the documentary Mr. Warmth.
About yes, I have seen Mr. Warmth.
For which I won an Emmy.
Yes,
the
Mr. Warmth was fantastic.
That's what we met. We met with, we actually met. We heard about each other. We met at Preston Sturgis' wife's funeral.
That's right. Ooh.
I know. That's like a crazy time to meet. But that was, because Preston.
Here, this is my email. Email me your email and we'll set up lunch.
Big ball.
You heard it. It's on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard it here.
Can I find out how that lunch went?
No.
No.
Can you at least tell me what you ate?
Yeah.
No, I
deli, sushi.
Jeez.
I'm just out of the loop.
No, so are you directing this movie?
Yeah, the movie in May. Yes, yes.
That's
yes,
exciting.
Yes. Oh, very exciting.
You know, I have my union. I'm SAG.
By the way,
maybe
you used a lot of directors in Into the Night.
Yeah. You used directors in Beverly Hills Cop 3, even.
Brother Steven Spielberg.
Except Animal House, there are at least five directors in every movie I ever made.
Wow.
Five to, and on some of them, 25. But we would say five directors, no waiting.
I'm looking forward to this dealing with idiots, then.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Did you write it?
Yeah, I wrote it. Yeah.
Producing it?
Dealing with idiots. No, I'm not producing. Christine Vachon from Killer Films. I don't know if you know
but
her.
But that's very exciting.
Yeah. I don't have the energy to produce it. Because truthfully, of all the jobs, the hardest job, if you do it right, is to be the producer, I think. If you do it right, because it's all the crap work. Directing is fun. Acting is fun. Writing, if you're on to something, is fun. Producing is never fun.
Well, the hardest part of filmmaking is getting the money. So
yeah,
I guess
that's.
How are you going to film this one in Chicago like someone to eat cheese with?
I am filming one in June that'll be in Chicago.
Very good. Very
beautiful.
Good. We like you coming home.
Oh, thank you very much.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
That's okay.
Right. I'm just staring at hot women and John Landis.
John Landis.
Which I don't think I'll ever say again. I'm staring at hot women and John Landis.
They often work
this
for...
This is Marshall Harvey. Come here.
Hello.
Marshall Harvey, a famous film editor.
Yeah, right.
Who, are you a film editor?
Yes, okay.
Yes.
He cut Dracula.
Oh!
3D. He deported to Italy to cut Dracula for Dario.
That's there how you important go. You are.
Marshall Harvey.
Hi.
That's exciting.
Got it. So, and we're very excited to see it.
Yeah, a lot.
So you're going to see little bits of it. Why is that? Why aren't we seeing the movie?
Maybe it's not done. I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Is that what's going on? There's only like a half hour of it or so?
25 minutes.
25 minutes?
It's like an extended trailer.
Well, celebrities like that, though. Oh,
right.
See?
I'm excited.
Landis is just here for the 3D glasses.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because we're going to have to start paying for them soon.
He collects them.
Yeah,
really.
All you got to do, John, is take a pair with you out of the theater and hold on to them like
true.
I do.
Because there's three different systems being used out there. So if you take one pair, it might not work with another movie,
I'm screwed. Oh, I need to get a job then so I can go see these movies.
What is this for?
My name's Matthew Aaron. This is the Matthew Aaron Show. You're on. We're on iTunes. I have my website, www.thematthewaronshow.com. It's a podcast. What I did was I used to stand up in Second City, and I decided I could reach more listeners doing this and more viewers. And we're up to about 50,000 subscribers in 9 months. I moved out here. Made the plunge. I'm looking at getting acting and writing, but for now, I'm trying to learn from the best. So that's why we interview guys like you.
Nothing prevents you from writing.
I always write.
I always say writers are the only ones without an excuse.
Yeah,
you're right about
true.
That.
That's
you're
true.
Absolutely right about that. But you know, we talked about how it's not good that you guys don't want to hear how great you are from us, but we like to talk because we like to learn. That's my thing.
I was just talking to a beautiful actress.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes.
You and I have been making the rounds on the ladies tonight.
Yes, they
you
have.
Got a better shot.
Thanks. Yeah.
I like ladies. I'm married, but I do like ladies.
He snuck away. All I remember about the last time we saw Jeff was at the charity event.
Right.
And him and the Laker girl and the hot dog place. Yes. Coney Dog. Mike Binder's joined. Yes. Yes, and that's where we do our show from. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go try to find Dario. So,
Mr. Landis, have a good evening. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, this is where they're showing that Marshall cut that was just here. They're showing scenes from his Dracula movie in 3D.
No, not the. He said not the whole thing. Apparently,
they're showing 25 minutes.
But I'm here. Oh,
I'll go to that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm showing Sports and Dario.
There's Tiny Lister over there. Hi there,
Suspiria. Wow.
Yeah. Barbara
Mignolvi.
Mignolvi.
My original last name when I moved to Hollywood, I changed it to Garland.
Went from Mignolvi to Garland?
Mignolvi, because of you.
That's true. That's probably true. I believe everything Jeff says.
Jeff had a cameo in Suspiria.
Oh, really?
No, I did not.
No, I would remember him.
What was it like being directed by Dario Argento? What makes him different from other directors?
I'm leaving.
Yes, sir. See you later, Mr. Garland.
Best exit ever. Thank you very much, Jeff Garland. Okay.
Extremely passionate about his work. And he's a perfectionist. And he doesn't settle for less than, you know, having his vision represented there. And to me, he's like a kid in a, you know, he's got the enthusiasm of a kid, right?
Yeah.
But he's genius.
Are you excited for Dracula 3D?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what, I haven't seen anything yet.
Do you know what Dario's vision is on this film?
You know, I think he wanted to keep it to the original, you know, book, but I have no idea what's going to come out of it. I think it's going to be good.
Will you take over for a moment?
I can say that people, how does it make you feel? Younger generations of young movie audiences are discovering great Italian cinema and westerns and things like that. Dario's films, Lucio Fulci, as someone who's worked in Dario in the early days, and that's widely considered his most popular film, that's got to be quite illuminating.
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't get over the fact that, you know, young people, right, know this, and it keeps growing, right? So I'm stoked about it. It's awesome. I think it's a culture that cannot be lost. You know, the Suspiria was the last movie being shot in Technicolor.
That's right.
That it makes it, you know, this film.
They study them in film schools from a craft standpoint because you watch most of Dario's films, and one of the things I'm always saying is, how did he film that? That's incredible.
Exactly. And it is different.
Have you kept in touch with him?
Yeah, absolutely. We did a few conventions, you know, like...
Test.
You know, conventions of meeting fans and signing autographs, you know, one last year, I think, a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we remain good friends. Yeah.
Are you still working?
I'm still working. I just finished a film. We wrapped last night.
Oh, wonderful. What, can you give us any news, or is it still under wraps?
Yeah, it's called Disciples, and it's horror fantasy. The director is Joe Hollow, and has you know, several names in horror like Bill Moseley, Tony Todd, Linnea Quigley, and you know, and several others. Yeah.
That's terrific. Well, that's great to hear.
Barbara.
Yes.
Very nice to meet you. Do you think you'll be working with Dario again?
It's up to him. I mean, the fans, they keep asking, where did she go?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you? It's up to him. I mean, I'm sure if the occasion comes, you know, he will.
Well, we wish you the best. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking
Suspiria
to you.
Suspiria is a movie everyone has to see.
Yeah, and that's going to be screened here as well.
Yes.
That's widely considered his most famous film. I know young generations of filmgoers study it from a craft standpoint.
Yes. Mr. Garland's back.
Okay, I'm back.
How are you, sir?
I'm great.
I heard you. I was eavesdropping. I overheard Breaking Bad. Great show. I agree.
No. Second best show ever of all time.
I agree.
It's fantastic.
First,
The Wire.
Yeah.
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 And by the way,
that's pretty good.
And then I think the other show you can mention in the breath of that is Sopranos.
Sopranos.
Absolutely.
Those three, I'm thinking. That's
no,
right.
I agree with you, though. Sopranos and then Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
But you'd go The Wire and Breaking Bad. But
I go The Wire, Breaking Bad, Sopranos. But I got to tell you, depending on the week, you could rotate any of them. There are
probably
three. They're as good as any movie that's come out.
Yeah.
You know, I just went and saw the Denzel Washington movie, which he was really good in, okay?
Yeah.
But I kind of didn't care about the movie. It was a typical sort of thing.
Sure.
But I'd say above average, but truly around the average bill. And I'm sitting there thinking, because I'm in the middle of like a Breaking Bad festival, that Breaking Bad is so much better than this $900 million movie. So much better.
Yeah.
So have you gotten to the last season yet? So
no, I'm in the middle of season 3.
Okay, well then we're not going to talk about
it. You know, it just gets better.
I know that.
Yeah.
But same with The Wire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sopranos, though, I still think the first season was the best.
First
of all
season's
of them.
Pretty great,
that
but
is,
I mean, there's,
no, all
there's other
great
seasons
no, no,
that
no
compete.
I am
yeah
with you. I am with you.
Yeah.
What about Mad Men?
Mad Men would be, like, I think in the next, Matt Weiner's a great friend of mine, but I would say, if I was going number four, I would say Mad Men.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's right up there.
He would think, it is. It is. Yeah, it is. It is. It's just, you know what the difference is? The other three shows have so much more emotions because of the crime and the darkness.
Yeah.
Whereas Mad Men, you know, I think if they were limited to the world of advertising, Mad Men would be the best one. Do you know what I'm saying? No,
yeah.
They can't be as good. Mad Men can't be as good because there's not the same amount at stake.
Right.
What's at stake in Breaking Bad is gigantic.
Right.
What's at stake is an existential crisis on Mad Men.
Emotional stakes.
Yeah.
Can I bring you to Dracula now?
Oh, I'm going to Dracula.
You're going to Dracula, Mr.
Garland. Be careful. I hear he's dangerous.
Have a good evening.
Hello.
Hi, Sophia from CSI Miami. That's my dad's favorite.
Oh, great. It was my favorite for many years.
He loves your boy David Caruso.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Yeah, he's a big
great.
Caruso fan. When those sunglasses come off in the beginning, that's it. It's on. It's David Caruso time. I know. She looks great. Oh.
Someone wants my legs.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Doesn't Anne look great, though? Anne looks great, though,
she
right?
Looks fantastic.
I love those boots.
And did you see that purse?
I love those boots. Yeah. I love her. She's great. So, Sophia, tell me.
Are you guys having fun here tonight?
We are having fun.
I'm a little out of place.
We feel a little out of place.
Why? You don't feel Italian?
No, I am Italian.
He's Italian. I'm Greek.
I am Italian.
Oh, no, I'm half Greek, half Italian.
Well, hey there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know that? What do you mean?
Ticanis.
Cala, in Ticanis.
Whatever.
Why do you feel a little out of place?
I'm here in my Sunday's best, and your guy's Sunday's best is a little better. And
I just got some heels on.
You know, this is a very, a lot of star-studded people here.
By the way, when you're Ann Lopez, you can totally go up to someone like Sophia, grab her leg and say, look at this leg, I want this leg.
I love her.
I love her. Isn't she great?
Yeah.
I would marry Ann Lopez. Don't tell her this.
She's got the joie de vivre.
Tonight.
Totally.
Tonight. I would go to the courthouse in 15 minutes.
Joie de vivre, a term I've never used until today.
Sophia,
okay.
Yes, you got to go. Do you have anything to promote real quick?
We have Section de Recherche, which is the number one French film, like CSI Miami kind of thing, but the French version of it, coming out in April. So I'm really excited about that. And, of course, I'm here for the new pilot season. We'll see what's going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone in pilot season. Well, say hello to everyone in there. Go have fun
before
Patty comes and hurts me. So I'm going to let you go. But you look beautiful,
by the way.
Thank
you so much. I hope you're getting some cannolis tonight.
I hope I get some cannolis, too. I'm hungry.
Anything is a treat. Thank you, Sophia. Appreciate it.
Unless that was a gay joke.
No.
I don't want no cannolis.
Yeah, well, cannoli is...
So does this mean we should wrap up?
First of all, let's
just talk.
So, all right.
First of all, I think the cameo of the night by far was John Landis.
I know.
His huge amount of energy.
Well, you know, he talked with us the longest, which I think is, you know.
We couldn't get rid of him.
I know. He wanted to hang out.
By the way, Tiny Listers with that woman you made friends with.
Yes.
And by the way, one is 7 foot tall, as in Tiny Lister.
Right.
And the other is Gypsy Woman, who you made besties with, who's 3 foot tall.
She wanted us to go to a show where she dances, and she's...
But she's like 80.
Yeah.
What do you mean she dances?
She dances in this show, and it's fashion related. I couldn't really get too much of a sense of it because I was trying to talk to Anne and take pictures of you, Anne, and talk to her daughter at the same time.
If that woman got on her knees, she'd be blowing my ankles. What do you mean she dances?
She dances. She's full of life. She's
all
full
right.
of... Well, we're...
Ryan, yes, we are wrapping
we're
up.
We're having fun.
You got anyone else?
Yeah.
Is Cindy Cohen here? I'd love to see Cindy. Is she not here? No. Well, if he wants, he's going in. Let him go in. We had a great time. Joe Montana joined us, which was great.
Right, and
hot women left and right.
Ann Lopez,
my girlfriend Ann Lopez,
and Franco Nero. That was a big surprise
for
me.
Yeah.
That guy,
Franco Nero,
is a big, big star.
I just had a blast here tonight. I want to thank the Friedmans once again. I want to thank Pascal Vicadamine once again. I want to thank Mark Canton once again. Thank you for joining us this evening. Lee, any final thoughts?
No, this is fun. Starting to clear out. I had a blast, didn't you?
I did. Thank you, producer Caesar Marconi, producer Pat Tobias, Julia Gray McCrabass.
And Ken Hommel.
Ken Hommel.
Uh-huh.
Who is...
And again, Andrew and Patty Friedman.
A man among boys. Oh, and by the way, I do have to announce, this means War didn't make $30 million this weekend. Bruce Fretz is the greatest film critic of all time.
Yeah.
He is a man among a field of boys. Bruce Fretz, I bow down to you.
Yes.
Have a good evening,
Thank
ladies
you,
and gentlemen.
Guys.